He was in that, I think it was the third period, down at the end where it came back out to him. He was kind of towards the left post, and it kind of rolled, and he shot it wide, and he looked up at the ceiling.
Yeah, he shot it wide. Blake had some unbelievable chances this weekend, yeah. Like probably the best chances he's had. And a few times, he's missing the net on some, shooting it high. Yeah. He's shooting it high and hard. And a lot of our guys are. Alex Patan had a couple of great opportunities. We're blowing it over the net. So one of the things this week we have to work on is just getting the puck at the net, on the net, and then you have the opportunity to score. I mean, 100% of the shots you miss the net, Derek. You know the old saying is, you know, maybe 99.9% of the time you miss the net, they're not going to go in. So, but no question, we had some good opportunities to win that game, and then going into overtime, I thought we carried the play.
Yeah, I do too. After regulation or after the third period, 16-8, Michigan with the shot advantage in that third period. We go to the overtime period, and well played by the Huskies, but at the 3:26 mark. It was Andrew Kopp getting his third goal of the season, first of the weekend, first of two on the weekend. Mac Bennett gets the assist for the game winner.
Hunt goes to the middle of the slot. DeYoung slips it up for DuBois. That hits an official. Hunt goes back to center ice, and here come the Wolverines. Kopp across the line. He'll shoot, score!
That's the game-winning goal right there, a tough one, and you hear in the call there was a referee, an official that got in the way.
Well, that was a key. You know, they're such a good transition team that, you know, we don't need the officials to help them out any more than, you know, we need to. But they were in the way quite a bit this weekend. You know, a couple chances we could have had some two-on-ones, and it hits a linesman, a referee. And, you know, they did a good job. I mean, they're not trying to get in the way. But this one, it does hit the linesman, you know, it prevents the puck from getting deep into their zone. So now it's in the neutral zone, and you know, Bennett just made the quick up pass to Kopp. And, you know, it's probably a good shot, bad goal. You know, it's a long ways out still. I mean, it's at top shelf. But, you know, I think Phoenix will stop that most of the time. But, like I said, in overtime, every shot's a good shot, and you get on the net, anything can happen. And I know one of our defensemen sort of stuck a stick in there, and I think it got a little bit more momentum and shot up a little bit on Phoenix. But tough loss.
It really was. I mean, you had a chance to really dissect the replay and the video on. Did it touch Brad Stebner's?
Yeah,
stick?
It just a little bit. You know, it doesn't change it enough, but it just gives it a little more velocity on the shot and just, you know, elevates it a little bit. Yeah. You know, and he probably shoots that puck 10 times from there. You know, that's the only one that goes in out of the 10. You know, that's what that puck luck and a break and a bounce and whatever you call it. And we had our opportunities. You know, we had a couple 2-on-1s that we, you know, didn't cash in on. So, but anyway, I felt bad for the players. You know, when you play a good game against a great opponent in a tough building, you know, you'd like to come out with more than what we got. And we got nothing out of that game for just a tremendous effort by our team.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll recap the second game down at Yost Arena. By the way, Huskies 1-for-5 on the power play on Friday night, keeping Michigan's potent power play going into the weekend, I believe over 30%, 0-for-4 on Friday night with 7 shots on goal. Copley with 40 saves. Nagelvoort, who was very good, had 34 saves in the win for the Michigan Wolverines. And we'll recap Saturday night's game when we come back. It's the Mal Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its 7th year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, at 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
See Kelly Jepson, your Houghton State Farm agent. Call 482-1210 or visit them at kellyjepson.com.
Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. And don't forget to pick up all your other favorite Coke products at your stores. Thanks to our good friends at Hancock Bottling Coca-Cola. Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show on a Monday morning. We are talking about the Michigan series. The Huskies come up short by one goal games in both events. Let's go to Saturday night's game. After a 3-2 overtime loss on Friday, the Huskies were hoping for a split on the weekend and found themselves again down 2-0 in the game, but the first goal didn't come till very late in the first period, and we got a little bit out of our game, it appeared, Coach, with a couple of maybe unnecessary penalties that gave Michigan the momentum at the end of that first period.
Yeah, you know, and that's you'll take and you'll kill good penalties off, Dirk, you know, ones that are earned or maybe to save a goal, what I call team penalties, but yeah, unfortunately we took a unnecessary penalty there, and it ended up costing us. Those are the ones you usually don't kill, and I think they had the wrong guy on the penalty. There's a little skirmish by our bench, and one of our players ended up punching one of their guys. And the referee was right there, and they called it. And they didn't get the right guy. But nonetheless, you know, it was a bad penalty, and we couldn't kill it.
Yeah, we had Blake Pietola, Alex Batan, and Riley Sweeney all with penalties from the 15:61 or 15:51 mark to the end of the period. That's a lot of good hockey players off of the ice trying to watch the Michigan Wolverine power play.
Well, it is, and what you do is, in a situation like that, it takes any of your momentum away, especially when you have multiple penalties in a row like that, you know, three in a row, and you know, then you only play a shorter bench because some players don't kill penalties and they get out of the flow of the game. And to us, I think, you know, we have some depth this year. We have to play teams 5-on-5 for a couple reasons, because of the depth we have and because our power play is not clicking right now. And that's one of the other things as far as goals and points. Like last year, our power play was doing much better. So this year, you see some of the numbers down on some of our top players, and mainly because our power play is not clicking like we did last year at this point. So we'll get that rectified. It was much better this weekend. But yeah, you can't continually kill penalties, because sooner or later, the odds are against you, especially a team like Michigan, who was operating at 30% coming into the mm-hmm. weekend. You know, the odds, what are they, 1-3?
Right.
You know, if we took three penalties, they scored one.
Yeah, they did, and Andrew Kopp gets his second goal of the weekend. Nolan DeYoung gets the assist, and it gave Michigan a 1-0 lead.
Wolverine bring it up on the center stretch. Pass up by DeYoung across the line. A shot score. Andrew Kopp, power play goal with 26 seconds left to go in the first period. Huskies paying for an unnecessary penalty. And 1-0 Michigan here at Yost Arena.
Well, always tough to give up a goal anytime, but late in the period like that too, especially.
Late in the period, you know, that goal was tough all the way around. You know, we had been playing with, I thought even overall the whole weekend we had good discipline. Good, really good discipline, and that might have been the only instance where we did not show good judgment. Even on that goal, they mishandled the puck a little bit. Our defense thought about jumping up. He hesitated, gave Andrew Kopp a chance to use his speed. And even at that point, he went to the outside. I'm sure sure that's a goal Phoenix would like to have back. I watched it again last night, the replay in Fox Sports Detroit, and Manny Legacy, obviously, played for the Red Wings for a long time, played in the NHL. You know, he'd comment on that goal, how Phoenix is a little deep in his net and probably shouldn't get beat short side from where Kopp shot it on a goal like that. So I think that's one, you know,